A 17-year-old was treated for multiple gunshot wounds to the leg after a sheriff's deputy shot him as he was allegedly trying to steal the officer's car. Chief Inspector Scott Small says at least part of the incident was caught on video.
After being shot, the 17-year-old ran into another vehicle. That was caught on camera along the block. And that vehicle sped from this location, and we know a private vehicle dropped off the 17-year-old at Presbyterian Hospital, but did not remain on scene.
The suspect was found with theft tools, including a cloner used to create key fobs for vehicles. The incident remains under investigation. Opposition to data centers is growing as dozens of the facilities are proposed for the region. From WHYY's climate desk, Zoe Reed reports these huge facilities could impact the water supply.
The power-hungry facilities are growing to meet the demand for faster data processing and artificial intelligence. The more power that's used, the more heat is generated. Water is used as a coolant. Villanova University professor Al Ortega says a lot of water is lost through evaporation.
In the case of evaporation, what you're doing is you're absorbing heat by causing water to evaporate. And when water evaporates, it turns to vapor and then a gas. And so then the gas just leaves the top of the cooling tower.
Ortega says as data centers face public scrutiny, he believes they will start using more sustainable methods for cooling. From the Climate Desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.
Gray outside on this Tuesday afternoon, but it feels nice out at 35 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. Clouds going to be sticking around. We might inch up another degree or two before the afternoon is over. Looking ahead to this evening, our overnight lows, just about 30 or so, and patchy sunshine expected for Wednesday with highs, are you ready for this, at about 40 degrees.